This year, travel has been quite constrained, but thousands of people have come to Darwin from other parts of Australia, and the first plane load of people coming back from overseas is only a day away. And one thing they all have in common is they'll have to spend 2 weeks in quarantine when they get there. Producer Lisa Pellegrino flew from Melbourne to Darwin for work and family, and she did her mandatory stint. Let's go for a walk with her inside the gates of the Howard Springs quarantine facility.
I'm standing in the Managurma camp, the Howard Springs quarantine facility. Sitting on 60 hectares of bushland, the former miners' camp consists of row after row of identical demountables and nature-filled communal spaces. The pavements are adorned with colourful chalk drawings, old and new, a gentle reminder that you're just passing through. You quickly notice something interesting happening here. Many people seem to be creating a sense of community and connection, almost like a mini-world in this place of limbo. Each person sitting with their own story inside this very surreal experience. Josh Cabillo is a Larrakia man who's come home to country.
The decision to leave Melbourne happened really quickly. My cousin, who's the president of our local junior club here, asked what I was doing and asked if I was interested in coming back home to play some footy. And so within a few days, we packed up our whole home and hopped on a plane. Main reason why we've left Victoria, obviously get away from the corona pandemic at the moment, but also I've moved or relocated with my family, my wife Donna and two kids, so we just want to give them the opportunity to reconnect to my friends and family back here in the territory. And we're also expecting a little one in December, and that's really added to the decision making as well, because we don't know how much time we would be able to spend at the hospital when Donna gave birth in Melbourne. So, yeah, and we also want the kids to be a part of that journey as well. So, yeah, Darwin was appetising in that regard. I said I'm relocating back home, and that's true in every word and sense of the meaning. I'm a Larrakia descendant, so, you know, having that ongoing connection and call back home from friends and family, yeah, it just really made this decision a lot easier to come home and reconnect. Going through the airport in Melbourne was kind of scary in a sense that, you know, they had army people there with heavy guns and machinery there, and so that was a bit daunting. But yeah, your troubles kind of ease a bit when you come through quarantine here. And you know, we've been put on a row of houses that have had two or three other families with young children, and automatically we've seen smiles on our kids' faces. It's so heartening to see them running up and mingling with other kids, and they haven't had the opportunity to do that since March.
Dr. Diane Stevens is the Chief Medical Officer for Quarantine Facilities in the Northern Territory.
Day to day, we work as a team across many agencies to make sure that the facility is running in a safe way. And my principal role is to make sure that we remain COVID safe, both the staff remain COVID safe and the residents. And so making sure that we've got all the right policies and procedures in place, and also making sure that we're looking after the health and well-being, and particularly mental health of the quarantined individuals, because this is a stressful time, and a lot of people, you know, are struggling to manage in this new world that we live in. These are people that have come from difficult situations interstate, mostly from Victoria, that's been in lockdown now for quite a long time. And many of the people who are arriving have suffered under that and are just grateful to be able to walk around. And so we're very fortunate in the Northern Territory, and we're very fortunate to be able to have this facility to allow people that space to get out of Victoria and to where they need to be. Many of them are coming because they haven't seen their loved ones for a long time, or they have elderly parents or family members that they need to see because they're not well. And all of that is a real privilege to work in the facility and to give people that opportunity.
My name is Erin Widratner. I'm from Melbourne, and I'm here to visit my dad, who's not very well at the moment.
Come give me closer. Closer.
I'm an ICU nurse at the Royal Children's Hospital. We've come with myself and my husband and our two little kids.
And you're also expecting a child yourself?
Oh yes, I'm pregnant as well. Forget about that sometimes. We've been hiding out at our farm, just trying to stay away from COVID and doing all the right things. And then we've had to put our two little kids in the car and go to an airport and get them on a plane with, you know, how many other people and the potential exposure there. And so, yeah, it's been a bit frightening. And then being in a facility where there could be possible COVID patients. So, yeah, it's been interesting.
What's it been like for you here?
It's actually been better than I thought it would be. Quite settling. You don't have to do much, so that's nice. And the kids get a lot of your attention. And we do get to come outside and play. I've seen other people in quarantine in other areas and they're not allowed outside their rooms and stuff. So people are doing the right thing and, you know, keeping their distance and everything. But, you know, you can talk across your balconies or across the road and people are generally sticking to their little quadrants and you get to know everyone in it and it's just nice. People, like, you know your kids' names because you're forever screaming at them or something.
Although quarantine has provided Erin with some welcome conveniences, it's also brought heartache. Erin was hoping to catch a glimpse of her father from the camp.
Get upset. We're hoping that Dad could wave through the fence, but there's black plastic on the fence, and so I asked him if, you know, Dad could drive to the gate or Mum could drive him and we could wave from the other side, and they said no. So that was... So anyway, we'll just have to wait until Friday. Just feels a little bit prison-like when you can't do things like that. But anyway, that's okay. Dad's going through it worse, so what can you do? But yeah, he'll be a little bit surprised.
This is a surprise, is it?
Yeah, he doesn't know that we're coming, so hopefully he realises that we've been in quarantine and he's happy to give us a hug.
He might think you skipped the border.
Yeah, he might. He probably wouldn't care.
Hi, Eli.
I want to say to you.
Yeah.
You want to say hello?
Hello.
Eli, what have you been doing here in quarantine?
I don't know.
Have you been a T-Rex?
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing to do? Are you excited to see Gully and your grandpa?
Yeah.
What are you going to say when you see them?
Happy Father's Day.
Better late than never, Eli. Whatever the reason that brought you here, for many there seems to be a desire to connect and create a sense of community, routine and normality, something Dr. Diana Stevens has noticed.
So early on when we had our first group through the facility in July, we had a group of young women who did their own Howard Springs Olympics, and that was really the first indication of people banding together and supporting each other and doing things. And we noticed little groups of people doing yoga classes, you know, all physically distanced and doing the right thing, but just creating that sense of community. And when we do the exits from the facility and people can take their masks off and they're free from COVID and interact in a more normal way, then we notice that there are some longer term friendships that have been created and people are going to catch up afterwards. And, you know, it really is, there's a great community feel here.
I'm out on one of my daily walks and straight away I see some new chalk drawings, a little bluebird with a row of flowers on its head, some kids' drawings tracing their hands and puppies, brightly coloured rainbow of red, yellow, purple, orange and blue. And every now and then, if you're lucky, you come across a survey asking the big questions here in quarantine, just like this one. Stop. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
and it looks like Pineapple has won. And every now and then you come across the iconic countdown from 14 all the way to 1 with the words freedom written at the end. People cross the numbers off as each day rolls by, waiting until they get to the outside.
Hi, my name's Tess. I'm 26 and I'm here from Melbourne with my three friends, Bridget, Mariana and James. I guess we just wanted to seize the opportunity to explore our own backyard. My three friends are all working remotely, so they had no problems in kind of working from wherever. And I was actually meant to be living in Spain this year, so I kind of was seeking an adventure and yeah, just quit my job and thought, why not explore up here? And yeah, we're really happy about it. It's nice to see people smiling again, and there's just a really nice positive energy floating around and connectedness. So, you know, everyone wants to stop and have a chat and ask you about where you're from and what you're doing and helping each other out, like, wherever you can. And also just to hang out, us, you know, all together, because we haven't hung out in over 6 months all together, so we also got really lucky with where we are. Basically, all we've got in front of us is just a whole heap of trees and the road and a security guard who walks past and has a chat. And also it's on the walking track, so everyone walks past every day.
And says hello.
Yeah, you get to know the walkers. We have tried to wake up with the sun every morning because we've got a beautiful outlook of the sunrise. So yeah, get up and do some yoga, do some meditation, go for a walk. And just like, we've made friends with 2 9-year-old girls, like, and they've been little sparks of energy that have just absolutely made our days. But yeah, we've been dancing. We did a fashion show with them the other night. I guess it's brought out our inner child. So.
Significant milestones come and go in quarantine. Today, it's Donna's birthday.
As I said, I was a darn boy and having connections in and outside of the camp. I was able to smuggle in a cake. It was just in instances like that you forget that you're actually supposed to be in heavy quarantine, heavy regulations, you know, dictating your life. So, yeah, in that regard, it was really cool.
It was lovely, actually, the birthday, because you, your kids and Donna were on your balcony and then everybody else was on the pathway in front, all distance from one another, singing out happy birthday.
There was a really nice sign put up by one of our neighbours saying happy birthday for Donna, and just another way to show and highlight how the communities come together. It's for a family in here who came in with no connections and were able to form these bonds. Yeah, it was really nice, I think, for Donna to...
Do you think as well, you being a Larrakia man, that there's something about returning home, returning to country at this time of this collective stress and trauma?
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, I always try to talk to my kids about country and how it talks to you. And in this regard, I actually think it was country calling to me and asking me to come home, and it kind of does make me emotional, because as soon as I see my kids running around the camp in no shoes, just big smiles, they're dirty just from all the dust that's around here, it really just warms my heart. And and it reaffirms me that I'm doing the right thing. So country's spoken to me about coming home. It's spoken to me through my kids and seeing their smiles. I'm really looking forward to what's coming next.
Larrakia man Josh Cabillo, who along with his wife Donna and kids has been spending time in the Howard Springs quarantine facility, and Lisa Pellegrino produced that report.